The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of our webpage.
AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland proudly present Where We Worship. This 30-minute, locally produced program highlights Northeast Ohio's Catholic parishes and institutions, their rich histories, and what they do to meet the spiritual needs of those they serve. Now here's your host, Bob Taya.
Welcome to Where We Worship, a program highlighting parishes and Catholic institutions throughout Northeast Ohio with the intention of offering you insight and understanding on the importance of community in our Catholic faith. This program sponsored in part by the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. Well, today, as we weather this COVID-19 pandemic, we are more than ever keenly aware of our parishes and the Catholic institutions and their importance in how we worship and develop our relationship with the Lord. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops best describes the parish as the place where the church lives. Parishes are communities of faith, of action, and of hope. And they are where the gospel is proclaimed and celebrated. Parishes are the home of the Christian community. They are the heart of the church. And why are they essential to our relationship with God? Well, one only needs to turn to Scripture. In a letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul writes, "We must consider how to rouse one another to live and do good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more, as you see the day drawing near." Well, today on Where We Worship, we look at the history, current ministries, and the people of St. Anselm Parish in Chesterland in Geauga County. And this is your host, Bob Tayak, joining me on Where We Worship. And in order to respect the COVID-19 protocols via teleconference, Father Tom Sweeney, the longtime pastor at St. Anselm's, along with the Director of Religious Education, Sister Noelle Mara, Pastoral Minister, Sister Denise Marie, and Deacon Cameron Popick. And Father Sweeney, first let me lead off. I'd like to explore the founding of the parish, and I believe we can attribute this new parish in Geauga County to the foresight of Archbishop Edward F. Hoban and the diocesan plan to accommodate the post-World War II baby boom and the outgrowth of Cleveland into suburbia and beyond. Would you agree with that initial assessment?
Well, I think so. We were cut off from St. Francis Parish in Gates Mills, and it was just the eastern part of that parish that was in Geauga County that they used to form a new parish. I was in high school at the time, so I don't know too much about that. But there are a lot of people of Italian heritage that are in this parish, and they sort of moved right out Mayfield Road. And a number of, our south border is Route 87, and a lot of Hungarian people moved from the Buckeye Woodland area of Cleveland and moved right out here. So eventually a parish was formed, and it was during the time that Bishop Hoban was the Bishop of Cleveland.
You know, that is fascinating. That truly is the Cleveland story without migration in all these facets of our communities. And of course, the diocese and the churches followed suit with the parishes. Well, it's always fascinating to learn about the earliest liturgies, for instance, in the new parishes and where the first masses were held. And I think in the case of St. Anselm, if I read this correctly, it was in a furniture store.
Well, actually, the daily masses were in the upstairs part of a furniture store. Monsignor Kelly had arranged for that. But the weekend masses happened in a school in Russell. That school is Westwood School. It's still there. It's an elementary school. The weekend masses were there. And I, you know, wasn't here then, but I was in St. John Vianney Parish as a young man. And we did the same kind of thing. When the parish was formed, we rented a public school for the weekends, and we put up chairs and took them down every weekend and hauled all the things that we needed for church. So even though I wasn't here, I was sort of part of that same kind of operation in another parish. It's exciting when a parish is starting, very exciting indeed. But you use a parish, you know, a local public school usually to get things started.
You know, I thought one of the interesting things, too, in looking at some parish history was the fact that it was without hesitation, as you're, in fact, celebrating a 60th anniversary as a parish this year, that they began the education process, that a school was established and so forth, you know, there in 1961 to get things really underway as far as Catholic education. Was that the case?
The school was built by, it opened in 1963, so only 2 years after the parish was formed, they had a school. And they had a plan that eventually another church would be built, and that's actually what we responded to in 2002 and built a new church. But school came first, and the worship space was part of the school.
A review of the parish history appears to highlight the work of women religious from the start. And from the school opening, barely 2 years into existence. But I know you're accompanied on this interview by two of your staffers, Sister Denise and Sister Noelle. And I just wondered if there's a reflection there that either you could make or either one of the sisters on the role of women religious as that parish, even in its early establishment, had the women religious involved.
Well, I would say, first of all, that it was the Sisters of Notre Dame that really were part of the work within the school as it started. And St. Anselm is like positioned between the Ursuline Mother House and the Notre Dame Sisters Mother House. So they've had both communities who have been here and served in one capacity or another. And at one time, when our sisters moved in with the Notre Dames, that was like another new twist that we were living with another community, but we're in a common mission in education and then parish.
And you are, I'm sorry, Sister, identify yourself so our audience knows who's speaking here.
Oh, I'm Sister Noelle, and both Denise and I are part of the Ursuline Sisters of Cleveland.
Oh, very good. So you had both the Notre Dames and the Ursuline Sisters working at that time in the early portions of the establishment of the parish. That's really good to hear.
And I'm Sister Denise, and even though I've only been at St. Anselm for a very short time, I came, unfortunately, I came with COVID, so I can't speak. If
she didn't have it. She came at this.
I can't speak, you know, as much about St. Anselm specifically as far as its role in education. I know I'm privileged to be here now, and this is very much, I know, Notre Dame territory because their mother house is in Chardon. And a lot of parishioners that I've been able to meet think that I'm actually a Notre Dame because there haven't been as many Ursulines here as Notre Dame. Just for our Mother Angela, St. Angela Merici, the foundress of the Ursulines, that the Ursulines were the first, came to Cleveland in 1850, and we are the first community to start religious education in the Diocese of Cleveland. And so it's just wonderful that we've been able to come here at St. Anselm and also be a part in the educational part of this parish.
Oh, very good. When we return, St. Anselm serving the people of Chesterland, Geauga County on Where We Worship on AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship on AM 1260 St. Peter the Rock Radio with special thanks to the Diocese of Cleveland for support of this program. And this is your host, Bob Tayak, with a message for our listeners. Are you a digital subscriber to the weekly email newsletter provided by the Diocese of Cleveland? Well, right before the weekend begins, the Diocese delivers a series of updates and stories from ministries throughout Northeast Ohio, as well as Bishop Edward Mlesik's Gospel Reflection for Sunday. Be sure to visit dioceseofcleveland.org and click on the subscribe box that pops onto your screen. Well, now, as our interview continues, it's being conducted via a special audio connection as we observe prudent communication practices during this COVID-19 pandemic. My guest, the pastor at St. Anselm's in Chesterland in Geauga County, Father Tom Sweeney, pastoral minister, Sister Denise Marie, Sister Noelle Mara, and Deacon Cameron Popick. Let's move into that possibility of underscoring the role of women religious in the development of a parish. And maybe, you know, we'll look first to you, Sister Noelle, to talk a little bit about this, women religious and establishing really a ministry for you to practice in parish work. How did that come about for you?
Well, I had been teaching for a number of years. I started in the 70s in elementary education and was probably in, I think, four parishes. And I was at Malachy's during the time I began to see the real need to extend into families, especially the families in the Near West Side area. Because there was really no role for me to be in at that time, I did pursue looking into parish work. And so from that, I have spent my time in parish work, either in, as religious education or in pastoral ministry. I've done many of the ministries in at least another four or five parishes that have been in all parts of our diocese. So I've just come to know how important it is that families also feel connected, and my background is in family pastoral studies, and I've been able to use it even more here during the COVID time because our PSR program has been virtual and or homeschool, either one of my catechists or the parent. And so I've had many more conversations with families, and we've tried very hard to have streaming and other presentations that go into the home. So I think it's just typical of religious women to really adapt to the needs of the times. And that's what St. Angela Merici said to her daughters, to us, that we are to adapt to the needs. And so that is how I have done it, through just learning through my ministry what the need was. And it was beyond into the family. This virtual program has actually brought religious education to the family and within the home.
No, that's very good. Sister Denise, your reflection as well on your vocation and moving into the realm of working in parish ministry.
Well, after I graduated from college, I graduated with an elementary degree and a high school math degree in teaching. So it was definitely an area that I wanted to pursue after graduation. And I entered the Ursulines because it was the community that was big on education because of our founder, St. Angela Merici. So I began teaching at St. John Bosco School, third grade, and then St. Robert Bellarmine School in Euclid, fifth grade, and very much loved teaching full-time in the classroom. But I also had a great desire to be in youth and young adult ministry and just my love for young people. I had some experience working, a lot of experience working in youth ministry before entering the convent at St. Colinville Parish in Parma with Father Krisner at the time. And so my community was willing and gracious to send me to Boston College, where I graduated in the year 2000 with my master's in church leadership and pastoral ministry with an emphasis on youth and young adult ministry. And so my last 25 years before coming to St. Anselm have been at St. Charles Borromeo Parish, where I was blessed to work primarily with the youth and young adults, I'd say 40 and under, in the grade school and high school youth ministry, and then starting young adult ministry. But one of the joys of being in pastoral ministry is really working with all the generations, and that became my model of ministry at St. Charles and also my master's thesis at Boston College, that intergenerational ministry, because we are all part of the body of Christ, and the pews that we fill represent all the ages, and all generations are important in contributing their gifts from young to the very eldest. That's been the joy as a pastoral minister, just really working with all the generations and seeing a parish is not just one little group here or there, but the school and the parish and everybody within the parish really one, building up the body of Christ and working together, contributing one's gifts for the kingdom of God.
Amen. I think it's a wonderful reflection by both of you on the role of women in the church and the extraordinary work that you're doing, particularly with families. And we know how vital that is, particularly during this pandemic, but nevertheless, good to hear. I also wanted to ask Deacon Cameron Popick. Now, Deacon, so that the audience understands, you are in line for ordination to the priesthood, but would you call this a mentorship or an apprenticeship program that you're serving this year at St. Anselm?
Yeah, that's putting it in layman's terms, but I was ordained a deacon this past August, August 7th, and I'm preparing for priesthood ordination this coming May, on May 15th. Throughout this year, I've been blessed to spend so much time here at St. Anselm's. Due to COVID, I've ended up spending a lot of time at the parishes less is going on at the seminary and whatnot, and Father Sweeney welcomed me into his rectory to live, and I've been able to learn so much from Father Sweeney in terms of being a pastor and being a priest and loving the people and being available to the people in whatever capacity that they're needed. But I've also been blessed on the staff because there's so many women on the staff, lay women as well as our religious sisters, that I have, you know, just received so much from all the gifts that they offer, in particular Sister Noelle and Sister Denise. Being sisters and religious, they're able to teach me in ways that most people, maybe that I just haven't experienced in the past. So I've received a lot from their wisdom and through the way that they love the people, with the way that they interact with the people. That's been an unexpected gift that when I was ordained a deacon, I wasn't really expecting to learn and receive so much from religious sisters, but definitely an unexpected blessing.
Well, very good. That's wonderful to hear. Well, coming up, St. Anselm's in Chesterland, Geauga County, its current ministries, activities, and liturgies on Where We Worship on AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock Radio. And you're listening to Where We Worship on AM 1260, The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. And our focus for this broadcast, St. Anselm's Parish in Chesterland, Geauga County. I'm your host, Bob Tayak, and my guests via teleconference are St. Anselm's Pastor, Father Tom Sweeney, along with Pastoral Minister, Sister Denise Marie, Director of Religious Education, Sister Noelle Mara, and Deacon Cameron Popick. And Father Tom, I guess the first and obvious question is, we're a good year now into this pandemic. How has the parish been able to cope with that? And tell us about your activities and how you're presenting liturgies.
It's been a challenge, but you know, I think there are a lot of things that we've done with liturgy that we never anticipated we could be doing. One of the things, we live stream liturgy so people who at least can be on a computer can be attending Mass every week from their home parish. And so that keeps them a little bit connected. We're also pretty strict with what we do here in terms of the COVID protocols. You know, I think if you stand still long enough, somebody will sanitize you. But, you know, it's that kind of thing that we are very strict with things, and everybody has to wear masks and things like that. But I think it's helpful to people. They know they have a safe haven here. They know if they come here, they're not going to be exposed to germs and that sort of thing. We've also done some things, Sister Noelle referred to it before, where she's doing the PSR program totally online. And I think there's a hidden benefit to that, because not only does the child sometimes hear a presentation, but the parent hears it too. And they wouldn't have been doing that before. So there's some things that I think might even continue beyond this pandemic because of the real value of it. And we'll certainly keep streaming liturgies, you know, once we're beyond that. We've also tried a thing where, in terms of Lenten programs, we came up with this thing that we call Monday Night Live. It's really a religious talk, but it's preceded by a couple comedy bits. And we're finding that more people are watching that online than ever would have come to a talk that we had in Lent.
Yeah, I think was one of those, it was a parody on Jeopardy. It was called Shepherdy, and I think the sisters were involved, too, in that. But, yeah, tell us a little more about that.
Sister Noelle sometimes is the ringleader for Shepherdy. Sometimes the announcer calls her Sister Alex, because of the play on Alex Trebek, you know. So I don't know if anybody else wants to comment on that, but we all have fun doing it. It wears us out. Our Mondays are unreal, and everybody goes home tired on Monday because there's a lot of work, as you would know, Bob, in putting together something small on the radio or on a computer. There's a lot of work, a lot of input that goes into it, but we have fun with it, and you know, you can see it. If anybody wants to go to our website, they're all archived, so you can see them. Plug in a date during Lent, a Monday date during Lent, and you'll find our little bits. We try to introduce the theme that we're going to talk about later in the Shepherdy skit. And even in our little banter, sometimes when we're just sitting around the table talking, that we have incorporated into our little talk a theme that's going to come up later on.
It's a fun way to do it. Having Sister Denise on board here for this interview, I have to ask this question because I ask it to each of the parishes. I know you would be expert in this area. How are you trying to reach the young adult Catholics who we keep hearing are the ones who have moved away from religion altogether, let alone the church? And I know that you're somewhat expert in that area. And Sister Denise, what do you employ?
Working with young adults is definitely my passion. When I was at St. Charles, like I said, for the past 25 years before coming here, I, at that time, was a young adult myself. And my generation is Generation X. And it didn't take me long to realize when I was at the masses that my generation wasn't very present. And so it was one of my first ministries that I wanted to start. And that's what I hope to do at St. Anselm as well. Hopefully in time and when this COVID pandemic gets better. So to answer your question, the way that I did it at St. Charles and the way that I think works best is really the Jesus method of personally inviting and just as Jesus did with his apostles, that personal invitation that makes such a big difference and really in that personal invitation, inviting them to use their gifts in such a variety of ways. I mean, young adults, as all people, are so gifted, but sometimes they just need someone to invite them. And in my last parish, I first arrived and didn't know anybody, kind of like my situation now. I would seek out the young adults that I happened to just meet after the masses, and then probably even the first 6 months, go back to my office and then write their names down, and I'll make sure I knew who they were. And then eventually brought this core team, and getting a solid core team together is very important, that foundation of all vocations, and then just really visioning for young adult ministry. But it's more than just them within the parish, like utilizing their gifts, but also reaching far and beyond. And at that time, we worked very closely with the Diocese of Cleveland in their young adult ministry office. And so for me, that's the best way, that personal invitation. And also going where they are, you know, I know it's big today, Theology on Tap. But before Theology on Tap even existed in Cleveland, we at St. Charles started a Grounds of Faith, a coffee house setting, and really inviting in speakers that really pertain to the topics of young adults. And we drew hundreds of young adults to that in a little hall at St. Charles. And so it's my hope to do this exact same thing here. Because they're there, and they really do want to give their gifts to the church if they just get invited.
Well, thank you for that insight, Sister. And finally, Father, how can someone get in touch with St. Anselm's if they're interested in learning more about the parish and your activities? What are the best ways to do so?
Well, I think there's several. One, I would just invite anybody that wants to just come here on the weekend. We have Mass 4 on Saturday at 9 and 11 on Sunday. We have a phenomenal music leader. I would just invite you to come here. Otherwise, we're on the web at stanselm.org. That's a good way to get an introduction to us. Or just phone us at 440-729-9575.
Thank you, Father Tom Sweeney. As you've been listening to Where We Worship, sponsored in part by the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland, this is your host, Bob Tayak. This presentation, featuring St. Anselm's in Chesterland, Geauga County, Where We Worship is a production of AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock Radio, focusing on the essential aspects of community worship and participation in our Catholic life. As written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, Chapter 2, prayer as a community is essential for our spiritual growth and personal well-being. God does not intend for us to bear our crosses alone. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of the webpage.